Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Pitaya. Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna.
And I'm Jenny.
And this is Hyphenated, the podcast about living in the hyphen. And Jenny and I, we were talking about what topic to talk about today. And we sort of got pulled into a conversation via text about what's going on sort of in like pop culture news. And our text thread became more of a podcast episode than a text thread. And I'm also in need of like actual explanations of what the hell is going on. So, Jenny, what is going on in like the BuzzFeed Twitterverse world?
Oh boy, there's a lot going on. I didn't find out about this until, I still found out about it the day it started trending on Twitter, but it was through a fellow colleague who I also used to work with at BuzzFeed. And he's like, have you been on Twitter today? I'm like, why? And he said, well, the Try Guys are trending and it's not for a good reason. Now, before I went on Twitter to see what was going on and why the Try Guys were trending, I weirdly already had a bad feeling who it was about. But it was bizarre because I personally didn't have a bad experience with this person, which I'm just going to go ahead and say it because obviously that's what this whole episode is about. Ned Fulmer, he is one of the Try Guys. If you don't know who the Try Guys are, there are these four men, Keith, Eugene, Zach, and Ned, who became friends at BuzzFeed in around 2014, and they started making these really fun videos where they try different things, hence the name Try Guys. And they really blew up. They became a viral sensation. So by the time I started working there, I already knew who they were. I was actually starstruck by them. And Ned Fulmer was the guy who interviewed me and essentially had a big part in hiring me. And he managed a lot of the interns, and that's what I was. Now, did I have a bad experience with Ned while I worked at the company? No. Why I had a bad feeling that it was about him before checking Twitter, I have no idea. Maybe it's just because he's a rich white kid who comes from fraternity life. I don't know. I just had like this weird, bizarre feeling in my gut that it was him, and I was right. So, Joanna, what do you think? Like, before I tell you what the scandal is and why Ned Fulmer has been trending, what do you think it is that he did?
I mean, if he was like trending on Twitter and like it seems like there was a big controversy, what I'm assuming is something really bad with regards to like sexual misconduct or something, like something regarding, you know, proof that he did something wrong with an employee. I don't know. That is my first thought. That's my first instinct.
So you're close. So I need to state this first. The Try Guys no longer work at BuzzFeed, but they created a YouTube channel based on their brand, the Try Guys, and they have well over 7 million subscribers. They just signed a deal with Food Network. They have books. They tour. They have merchandise. There's fans who have tattoos of them. It's massive. It's pretty massive. So the reason why Ned Fulmer was trending is because he was caught at a New York City nightclub after a Harry Styles concert, I believe, cheating on his wife of over 10 years with an employee of, you know, the Try Guys.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm weirdly relieved because what I'm hearing is that this seems to be a bit of a consensual relationship he had with someone, and that, you know, I guess he was just not being a faithful husband. I'm kind of... Okay, because I saw... Okay, so... In preparation for today's episode, I didn't look too much. I didn't want to like taint my opinion about anything. I wanted to come in here like kind of like fresh. But I did see this like really dramatic post or something where the Try Guys, like the ones that aren't this kid, were saying that they like cut ties with this guy. And so my expectation was that this was going to be something like no doubt morally reprehensible. Now, I'm not saying that him cheating on his wife is not morally reprehensible or morally questionable, but like, really, I don't understand what the big fucking deal is. What do we give a shit about? Like, I just don't care about someone's decision to cheat on their partner. That seems like something between the partner and them. Why does this have to be this whole fucking debacle? I don't fucking care.
So here's why. And this is also the reason why so many people were so affected by the recent affairs brought to light of John Mulaney and Adam Levine and now Ned Fulmer. I guess they all come in threes.
They all come in threes.
They all come in threes. And it's because these men, especially Ned Fulmer, were known as what they call wife guys.
Right. So I've heard this concept a lot lately, and I feel old. What is a wife guy? It is a term that is being used a lot online, and it I know it describes a particular type of guy.
Yeah, a wife guy, and granted, this could be applied to your average Joe, who isn't necessarily an influencer or famous by any means, but even on Wikipedia, it's stated it's a social media term for men whose fame is owned to the content he posts about his wife. That's what Wikipedia says.
Mm.
Ned's entire personality and brand was about how much he loved his wife. In fact, there are full-on video compilations on YouTube and throughout TikTok and all of social media, compilations of Ned mentioning his wife to an excessive degree. My wife, I love my wife, my wife, my wife, my wife, my wife. That's why people made freaking compilations, because that's how much he would talk about her. Now, all of the Try Guys' wives, they're called the Try Wives. So she started getting recognized.
Oh my God, I want to kill myself.
Well,
sorry.
I mean, they
really? Ugh.
They have.
Okay.
They have a podcast. They have, like I said, like Ned and his wife Ariel have a cookbook together. They are in a lot of the videos. So they're just as famous, you know? Like, people know them, have a lot of attachment to these women.
Right.
And not only that, Ned also has two tiny boys with Ariel.
Okay, so I'm going to interrupt here and say that I think I'm understanding it a little bit more. I still find it insane that we live in a society where we are just like deciding to morally judge others and what they do in their private lives as if they're our own family. And I don't give a shit enough about people's private life. However, this feels a little different and I'm understanding it a little bit more, which is the moment that you commoditize your relationship, which a lot of people do online, a lot of people use their relationship as a way to get social media clout, and therefore it's no longer a private thing you have with your partner. It becomes a public facing company, basically. It becomes a way for you to receive followers and brand deals and this, that, and the other. That's different, and that's something very, very specific to our time. Like, I know there's been famous couples in the past, you know, historical Hollywood couples, but they weren't like selling Charmin on Instagram. Do you know what I mean? Now, like, having a couple, it's like an appendage of your social media status. So now I think I'm understanding a little bit more why you wanted to talk about this so much. I feel like this is a phenomenon of our time. It's not, you know, a tale as old as time of a guy cheating on his wife and then saying he's sorry. It is a guy that has made a brand out of his relationship.
Yes.
So this is like, people are pissed, not because they've like fed into the fairy tale, but it's almost like when you order something online and it shows up and it's broken and it's like, this is not what I ordered.
Yeah.
So if you commoditize your relationship, it becomes a commodity to others. So people have the ability to complain about it because that's what they consume.
Yeah. And it's obviously upsetting because all of these men, again, John Mulaney, he had a very public image that involved being this like devoted husband, and then he like suddenly leaves his wife and knocks up Olivia Munn.
I mean, here's the thing. This is where it gets really cloudy, and I think me and you disagree in this. Like, you know, people are really complex, and celebrities are complicated, just like we are. And like someone like John Mulaney was going through like a severe problem with addiction. And like, I don't know. I mean, I went to a stand-up after his sobriety, and he was really open and candid about how much he struggled. He didn't talk about his ex-wife, but I can only imagine he was going through some like really difficult things that I just can't. I'm not here to judge. Like, who made me the judge of other people's lives? Like, I don't know what gives me that power, because I just don't know enough. And I feel like now it's weird in the social media world where people bring you into their personal lives so much. Like, there's something in the Ned category that I can wrap my head around a little bit more, which is you put yourself out there and your relationship out there to the point of it being part of your brand, that when it,
yes,
when you start breaking that image, people will start having a problem because they bought into that image. But another thing is someone like John Mulaney, which I arguably, like, he's famous for being a comedian, and he's famous for being a writer and for all of these things that aren't related to his personal life. Sure, he talked about his personal life in his stand-up, but like everyone kind of does that. So like, I don't know what was happening to him for me to then come and say like, John Mulaney isn't who I thought I was. I mean, I don't know who any of these people really are. I don't know who any of these people are. And like, pretending we do is kind of weird to me. This Adam Levine thing, you know, this Adam Levine thing, like, I found it hilarious because all these people were like, oh my God, you know, Adam Levine. And I'm like, can we just pause and see how funny this is? This guy, Adam Levine, this super famous guy, is going on Instagram and just writing random women. Like, do I find it morally questionable? Yes. Does it make me change the way I see Adam Levine? It's motherfucking Adam Levine. No. Like, he's a fucking rock star. I don't care. Like, does he make good music? Is he hurting anyone? I mean, if he's hurting his wife, like, that seems to be something that he has to discuss with his wife. But, like, he's not, like, I don't know. I feel like relationships and marriage and all these things are, like, the most private things that could exist in this world. And that's one of the reasons I never talk or post about my husband, except like a little bit here and there on the podcast, specifically because I don't want people to judge it or to tell me what I'm doing right or wrong in it. What I will say is that Adam Levine did put his wife and his kid in his music video.
Yes.
And I've seen a lot of compilations of him like kissing his wife and his child, and then like his text to these like women on Instagram. And for people that don't know, this woman went on TikTok and like put Adam Levine on blast because he kept on like texting her really cringy things about her body. And then she claims that they had an affair. He refutes it. I don't know who's right. But what's very funny is that in this clip, you see Adam Levine like hugging and looking at his wife lovingly. And then like these cringy texts to these random Instagram models.
I don't like it.
I mean, you know, I found it funny.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's funny, for sure, and the memes that came out of it was funny, but I would not want to be in his wife's position. I wouldn't want to be in any of their wives' positions. And I think the phenomenon of why people get so upset over these wife guys who end up cheating is because they say that it's that the whole reason why the wife guy term even exists is because, like, let's be honest, like, the bar is set pretty low for men.
Mm-hmm.
In society, specifically straight men,
mm-hmm,
straight cis men. So it's true. Like, when even me, when I see a man taking like walking his baby by himself in the park, I even break neck to that. Not like, oh my God, I'm so turned on. More like, what? A man by himself with his baby?
That's a good point. I understand that.
And you're like, whoa, what a good dad. Because like literally so many of my friends have dad problems. So many. And I'm not saying none of them have mom issues. A couple do. Like, I understand it's not black and white like that. But the reality is most people I know, most broken people I know, who are really struggling even in their 30s and 40s and seeking therapy is because of something their fathers did or didn't do, or walked away from them, or left them, abandoned them, or cheated on their moms, mm-hmm, and like started a new family. That's just so common. So then when you see a man, mm-hmm, who has his wife and baby in his music video. And like, even me, when I see celebrity couples last more than 20 years, I'm just like Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Well, Giselle and Tom Brady are divorcing as of today. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
Great, I don't care. but yeah, like Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar, you know, and like Steve Carell and his wife. And when you see like these big stars and they're still together.
Tom Hanks, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Hanks and his wife. Even someone like me, I'm just like, wow, that's really nice. Because it's still so rare. You're so used to seeing all these like sports stars and these rock stars and these rappers and movie stars all in these like crazy cheating scams. Even our presidents, you know, it's like that's why the bar is set so low for straight cis men.
So now I'm understanding a little bit more. I'm understanding the outrage a little bit more. The outrage isn't just about this try guy dude. It's about the broader social context, which is you as a guy can make massive amounts of money and a lot of followers and devoted fans by just being a fine husband and having that be part of your personality. If a woman does that, it's either seen as like normal and not that big of a deal, or like adhering to like traditional standards. So a wife guy represents the status quo becoming more equal, but men getting praise for it. Now I'm wrapping my head a little bit more around the anger and the frustration, but it seems to be that like Ned is an example and not the cause of the anger. It's an example of something happening a lot.
It's ruining people's trust. There was a lot of comments that I read being like, damn, like I come from a broken home. Or, you know, I've had a lot of bad relationships and I really looked up to Ned and Ariel's marriage. They were so wholesome. You can tell how much he loved her. They built a house from scratch together. Like, they have two kids. Like, look how much he adores her.
I mean, I'm sure he adores her, though. I'm sure he does love his wife.
I'm not saying he doesn't love his wife, but come on, buddy.
I get it.
He's been cheating on her. And again, there's been a lot of allegations coming out from past employees. People who have said, oh, yeah, Ned's hit on me before at the clubs. People have caught him being skeezy with other women in public or via social media. Being inappropriate.
That's a little different.
And he's been married the whole time because Ariel is his college sweetheart. So even when I started working with Ned, he was already married to her. Like I said, they've been married for 10 years, about 10 years when they were 25 years old. So all this time that he's been skeezy, he's been married.
Well, one thing is about someone going in and like having an affair and making a mistake and being open and honest about it. Another thing is this guy being skeezy and weird with a lot of women. And I think that's a big problem. And I think that's disgusting because that's clearly someone that's out looking for something.
Yeah.
But another thing is like, you know, now the Try Guys are like removing this guy from the Try Guys, right? Like he's not part of the company, which I think makes sense. If he's a skeezy guy that's like hitting on random women at the office, like, yeah, that's freaking weird. But if this was like something that happened between him and someone he had feelings with. And if I was his friend, I'm not talking about me as a person. I can have my opinion. But these three Try Guys now saying and coming out and saying that, like, they are no longer friends with this person, I think is a little bizarre. Like, I have friends that have done morally questionable things. And I mean, some of them I'm like, oh my God, this is very morally questionable. But I've had friends that have done some really fucked up things to me.
Yeah, but did they sabotage your entire company and brand? And
no, so that's the difference. Okay. So that's what I want to talk about.
That's why.
I just find that performative. Like, oh, now we're no longer friends with this person.
Well, look, I'm going to be fucking frank with you. If my friend did that to me after all the hard work, because again, I worked with these men. They're wonderful people. Eugene, Keith, and Zach were not only extremely talented and hardworking, and they had a work ethic like no other, they were also very kind and very helpful. So I'm speaking as someone who actually knew these men, who worked with them closely, and we have a lot of friends in common as well, and I don't blame them. If I had a friend who did that and sabotaged our hard work, especially when we just sold a show to network television, which I'm sure has been a dream for all of them combined, and why they, again, as someone who would literally bust her ass for years on the internet so that I can someday be in the position of a Quinta Brunson, I don't know what I would do, but I certainly would not be friends with that person anymore for nearly ruining all of my hard work and potentially basically tarnishing the brand in general.
Right.
Because it's not just that he cheated on his wife. He cheated on his wife with a subordinate.
Yeah. Of the same company. In public after a Harry Styles concert.
In freaking public.
I think that's what makes it the most insane to me. I hear these stories and I'm like, have you no brain? Like, you're doing this in public in front of like other employees, or like you're Instagramming a woman that like is clearly out for clout. Like, what are you? Do you really think you're that untouchable in society that no one's gonna call you out? Like, that's what I will say, is how blasé it feels like. Like, a lot of these men that are, you know, front and center in the public eye, weirdly, instead of taking that responsibility as like, oh, I should be more careful, are like acting like even more brazenly than a normal guy. Like, you're Adam Levine and you're texting this woman.
I know.
Or you're Ned and everyone recognizes you. You're like on every billboard and YouTube page, and you're making out with a woman in the middle of a packed club. Like, are you high? I think that's what frustrates me the most, is like the feeling of untouchableness when doing something that is clearly, you know, people will have an issue with.
I don't know what it is, to be honest. I think there's some kind of sociopathic level of behaving after you've been cheating for a while, that maybe they just got so comfortable that they didn't care.
I think we're in agreement in some things and in disagreement in others. But I think I see society in a very gray way. I see humans in gray.
Of course.
And even ever since I was little, like, there's stories in my family of people doing things that like might be wrong, and I still love them and I still see how they care for each other and stuff like that. So I don't know. I feel like I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to make moral statements about another person's relationship. However, if they, you know, are hurting others in a way that is insane and scary, like, of course we have to stand up and say something. And I think in a social media world where everyone has an opinion, it's really scary, because it's like, what thing is someone going to do next that they're going to be berated over? That isn't to say that what just happened is wrong, and I do think it's wrong. Mm-hmm. But I think the main problem is how people brand themselves in a non-gray way. So human beings are not either good or bad. It's not black or white. But online, people brand themselves as black or white. Like, people brand themselves as perfect.
Oh, absolutely.
So this guy branded him and his relationship as perfect. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest problem, is we live in a society where we're being bombarded with perfection and perfect people that never do anything wrong. And then when they do something wrong, it angers us more, because it's like, well, then you were fucking lying this whole time. Maybe if you were a little honest, I wouldn't have this big problem with you. But you made me feel weird. Like, all these people that have these perfect relationships and perfect lives and perfect bodies, I'm always like, is there something wrong with me? Because I'm fighting with my husband over, like, leftovers. These people seem like they don't fight. I'm sure they fight. But all we see is this perfect little, perfectly, you know, tailored, beautiful family. So then when we see it's not perfect, it pisses us off. But for me, it pisses me off, but it also makes me realize that, like, these people are full of shit. All these people claiming all these perfect, great lives and families and professions and everything, there's gray in that too. There's a lot of gray that we don't see. And when we see the darkness, it's like such a contrast to what we have been used to out of that person.
Yeah. And with Ned and his wife in particular, it was a very dark contrast.
Yeah.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
And I can see why so many of their younger fans are extremely disappointed, because they really looked up to their marriage. They probably, you know, idealized that and said, well, you know, true love does exist because you can see it in a marriage like Ned and Ariel's.
Right.
So I can understand the heartbreak mm-hmm. and how that could burst people's bubbles. And also people who idolized Ned and looked up to Ned for whatever, you know, reason that may be. Like, oh, he's a role model. And then to see your role model do something in the complete opposite of where you would expect it to go. Like,
right.
People would have still talked shit if Ned was caught stealing at a fucking Hollister. But the reason why...
Of course it would be Hollister, too.
I don't know. It just came out of my fucking ass. But, you know, they'd be like, oh, what the fuck? Like, I don't think people would be happy about that or expect that from Ned either. But again, because he made his entire brand so squeaky mm-hmm. clean and pure mm-hmm. and loving of his wife and children, it added more anger to people. Because obviously people cheat on all the time, and men cheating are a dime a dozen. And it's true, there's gray areas, and you don't know what's really going on in someone's relationship and why they cheat. And sometimes people don't cheat because they're fucking evil and they just want to screw their partners over, you know? So I completely agree with you regarding gray areas. I know many people who cheated or were cheated on and they worked on their marriage or their relationship, and now they're stronger and happier than ever. I don't believe in the whole once a cheater, always a cheater. Now, are some people wired like that? Yeah. But I don't think that's the case for everyone. I think people do mm-hmm. learn and grow, and they're, like you were saying about John Mulaney, he was in a dark place dealing with addiction. So you can't judge, and it's hard when you're in the spotlight, right? So I think Ned deserves... Ned and his, I'm just more protective of his wife right now and his kids. And I hate that, mm-hmm. like, there's paparazzi. There's literal paparazzi waiting outside their homes and checking if they're still wearing their wedding rings. And I think that is terrible. And for me, I don't feel bad for Ned at all. I'm just going to be honest. I don't. He made his bed and I has to lie in it.
Yeah.
Too fucking bad, right? But for his wife, I just feel so bad. I was even reluctant to even record this podcast because a lot of ex-BuzzFeed employees started posting about it the day it started trending, and I saw a lot of like people commenting on how gross that was. They're like, oh, it's so disgusting to see ex-BuzzFeed employees comment on this scandal just to get a little clout.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to be that person. And that's why I'm not going to lie, I'm a little scared that I'm even talking about this right now, because I don't want people to think, oh, Jenny's going to talk about it so she can get some clout. That's not at all. I'm not doing this for clicks. I think it was just something worth discussing, because it wasn't just another story of some dude cheating on his wife. It was like, there's been so many articles published in recent days about the wife guy.
Yes. And it's crazy. And you're right. And I've seen like little articles here, like, oh, this person was caught doing this, and like this person's getting divorced. But this particular thing has created a dialogue online that's much bigger than what this one scandal is.
Yeah.
It's talking about the wife guy. It's talking about men's expectations in society. It's talking about men that brand themselves as this nice guy and have it be like so successful for people. Like it's made us, you know, there's so many things that happen in pop culture that happen, but it reflects something much bigger than what it is. Like with Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, it was way more than that. It was about politics and power. When the tape of Harvey Weinstein came out with that model, that literally moved and propelled the Me Too movement. It talked about a larger context. It wasn't just about that one thing and that one person. It's about something much bigger. And I think this isn't really about Ned. I don't think it is. This has nothing, for me, that's like one tiny little needle in the enormous haystack that is what people are reacting to.
Yeah.
Modern day celebrities, we have never had this much access to them in our lives. Before, the whole concept of celebrity was someone that was untouchable. Like, you would never see them. They'd be in their houses in LA, in Beverly Hills. Maybe they'd go out and a few flashes and clicks, and maybe they'd show up on one newspaper or whatever. But now it's just the access to these people is so immense. And the communication they have to their audience is constant. That like the crafting of their brand is like more important than ever. Do you know what I mean? Like before it was just like, oh, this person is famous for making music and movies. And now it's like, no, now they have a brand online that they have to protect, and they have to like decide what brand that is. And they're acting kind of like taking hard stances and branding themselves almost like politicians in a way. Like, this is what I stand for. This is what I don't stand for. Before, it used to be kind of a mystery. Like, you know, people have to constantly be out there saying their opinion and standing for what they stand for. And it's kind of crazy.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And obviously, again, while what Ned did was fucked, that also speaks to, obviously, cancel culture. And it's like always being scared that someone's going to find something wrong with you. And like, you're gonna be bullied and harassed online and or things are taken out of context or something you, I don't know. It gets very, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's scary. It's what we've been saying this whole time. We as humans, we love to categorize things in black and white. It makes things way more simple to, you know, parse through the bullshit. But like, it's impossible to. Then we're in a world that we are constantly branding ourselves as such. But then people like Ned come out and it's like, oh, wow, I'm gonna take a stance against this person and that's all right. But then what does that also mean? Like, every decision to do something, I feel, has repercussions, which is like, you're going to brand yourself a nice guy and then you act out of it. That's a repercussion. And then it's like, if I'm here taking a stance on people's personal lives, which is, I think, you know, we're allowed to have opinions about everything. What does that mean about people having an opinion on me? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Like, I think I live my life morally. I think I do things right. What if someone finds something I do? I don't know. Like, I don't recycle. I don't know. What if my, this is a stupid example, but it's the only one I could think about because I'm having an issue with one of my neighbors because they're not recycling properly and it's driving me insane. But what if like, I'm like not recycling properly and I'm like willy-nilly throwing bullshit into the trash. This is a bad example, but whatever, just stay with me. And then someone posts a picture about it and says like, this woman doesn't give a shit about like climate change and the environment. And I get like attacked. And in my head, I'm like, oh, I guess that is wrong. And then it's like, is there no point of redemption where I can learn from my mistakes? I guess people wouldn't believe me or because they saw me throw my trash away so shittily. But like, maybe I was in a rush that day. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, there's no chance in indagar más, in understanding more. And like, this podcast, a lot of the time what we do is try to understand the world more. Mm-hmm. And I feel like right now in society, it's just about taking an opinion without trying to understand. And this is putting like my moral opinions about this case aside, because I kind of don't care about this person. Mm-hmm. But I do care about how we act as a society and what we opine and what we express. And, you know, like, you're right. He made his bed and he can lay in it. I'm curious what the next scandal is going to be and what it's going to represent about our society as a whole. I hope people stop branding themselves as wife guys, though. Honestly, if that can happen out of this, I am down, because I just find wife guys, just the concept,
I know,
like, cringy.
It's very cringy. And honestly, I never really liked wife guys, not just like the term, but like the idea, the guys that were like Ned, right? Like, they talk about their wives all the time, because I'm going to be honest, David barely talks about me on social media.
Yeah.
And that used to bother me, like, really badly in my 20s when we were dating. But then he's so good to me and so romantic. But then even in front of friends, like, he's not very PDA. And like, I always felt like people judged my marriage with David, or back when we were just dating, because they're like, only Jenny posts about him. And again, I don't even post about him that much. And when I do, it's usually because we're in a video together. You know what I mean? Or like, it's our wedding anniversary. But I don't even post about my dog that much. Like, I just, for me, I'm just so like focused on like my what the fuck outfit I'm wearing, or, you know, my characters and social media for work, more so than actually sharing my life. But I've never been one of those people that's like, first of all, I'm also not as PDA. David's more so private than me, but both of us combined, though, we're not this like lovey-dovey, like making out in front of people type of couple, and we're the same way online. But I used to get worried when David wouldn't post about me that much, because I was, not because of me, because I knew we were fine and are fine. It was
how other people would
think
you.
Because then you do see these like wife guys, like,
yes,
oh,
yes,
the love of my life, happy birthday. And they'd write like a fucking haiku to their significant other. And I'm here like, I'm never going to get that. Like, David's never going to fucking post. He'll post a photo of us and be like, it was sunny today. Like, he's not going to, David's not going to write some grand romantic thing, even if when he does post with me. Even our wedding, we had the most ridiculous vows. We didn't even, like, we didn't, we couldn't even take ourselves seriously at our own wedding. Like, we were just laughing at the altar. That is just who we are. And because, especially, I don't know if it's like a Latino thing, but a lot of people that we know who are married from Miami, it's like, oh, I'm the love of my life and my titi poo poo poo. And we're just not like that. And I'm like, these people probably think me and David are like on the rocks or something. Like, they probably think David's cheating on me or he doesn't love me or, you know, like, who knows?
I went out to dinner with a friend and like Daniel couldn't make it. And we were sitting there and she's like, so anything you want to tell me? And I'm like, no, I mean, what? And she's like, I'm here for you. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she's like, I haven't seen Daniel on your social media in 2 years. And I was like, yeah, because he doesn't like being on my social media. He explicitly told me he doesn't want to be on my social media. Since when?
That's what sucks,
since
man.
When is it a requirement? Since when is it a requirement to be like public about your relationship? Like, I just find hey, if you want to do it because that's what you want to do, like, go and do it. What I don't like is the pressure of being, of feeling like you have to prove to the world that your relationship is valuable, which is the big problem, I think, with what we're seeing. But I think there's a positive in what happened with Ned, which is, and I know it's horrible to say this about someone's personal life, but I do think that, like, breaking apart the mirage of perfection
is
I think, ultimately positive. And I think no one's perfect, and so much of depression and anxiety is linked right now to social media giving us and feeding us the ideal. And if you look at your ideal is an asshole too. So, like, you know, just go out and try and be the best person and live your life and, like, don't fucking compare.
Because they're
making out with someone after the Harry Styles concert. Trust me. They're all making out with someone after the Harry Styles concert. Harry Styles is very sexy.
Oh my God.
But anyway.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.